This lecture by Trigueirinho, which is being presented with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in February 2002.
Aqui tem o caso de várias pessoas que demonstram muita pressa, muita ansiedade.
We have some cases here of several people who feel a great need, a great hurry to see all things in themselves become quickly transformed.
Essas pessoas se dedicam um mês, dois meses, três meses, alguns anos.
So these people work, these people dedicate themselves for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, a few years, and they think that things have to be resolved soon. This is not really the way that things happen.
E aquilo vai acontecendo gradualmente.
We have to enter the path, and this takes place gradually.
Muitas coisas a serem sintetizadas,
because we have many things that have to be synthesized and resolved in the body of our soul.
Desenvolvidas, elas
although they are developed, they have
então,
to form a harmony. And this takes some time.
Delicada,
this is something very delicate
várias fases da nossa vida,
that involves various phases of our lives.
Da alma, nos reinos de onde ela vem,
it involves the experience of the soul in the kingdoms from which it comes.
Então,
it involves
evolução,
all the experience of the monad.
Isso não é coisa para se fazer em dois meses, nem em três meses, e nem em um ano. Isso é uma coisa bastante gradual.
So this evolution is not something to be fulfilled in 2 months or 3 months or even a year. It is quite gradual. And the more calmly it is experienced, the more intelligently it is experienced, the better, so that it is not interrupted and so that it can be continue with regularity. Here, for example, there is someone who is struggling with her material bodies, and she feels a great resistance towards the process which she seeks and wants to attain. And these forces are regressive and contrary to the truth. And she is asking, what work must I do so that my ego may be dissolved and that I may become permeated with harmony? These processes are outside of time. There is no magic for this to take place. There is no formula for this to take place from one moment to another.
Irmos seguindo, caminhando, passo a passo.
We have to enter the pathway and follow it step by step and gradually discover the most adequate way for us to advance little by little, to discover those things which present the least resistance so that we do not waste time. We have this process of ascent, of elevation of our being, which we call the spiritual path.
E vai seguindo passo a passo.
So we enter the spiritual path and follow it step by step, discovering the best way to progress there.
De ascensão, este caminho de elevação,
and this pathway of ascent, this pathway of elevation, can be looked at in many ways.
Breve de se fazer este caminho, e há outras formas.
There is a shorter way to follow this path. And there are also other ways to be on this path. What we call the short path, this form which we call the quicker path, takes place when we seek to forget ourselves, when we seek to disengage ourselves from our human ego, and we focus our concentration on our inner reality.
Agora, enquanto você está
this is the shortest path,
ego,
there is no shorter
coisas,
one. And so long as you are concerned
longo,
with your ego, with your own things, the path
então,
goes on getting longer,
curta,
the path is extended, so there is no shorter,
si
no faster way than for you to
interior.
Forget yourself
é o mais
and to focus your attention
aí,
on your
se
inner self.
Se
this is the quickest
atitude,
path. In this case, if you firmly maintain this attitude, whatever you experience externally, whatever goes on within you, that is the quickest way for you. So you have to forget yourself and to focus your attention inwardly. To forget yourself means that when the mind begins to say, this is all very slow, you forget this and reject it because this is the ego. You reject everything that comes to you and forget. Forget what you are thinking about, forget what you are feeling, forget about yourself, forget your life, forget about what is happening. Go on living all these things, but put them aside and stay there in your inner self. Stay centered there. You don't have to stop your life to do this. Your life goes on even better when you do this. You have to go on doing, go on living everything, go on actualizing everything, go on doing everything in the same way that very ambitious, very human, very eager people do. You do things the way they do, but you don't stay there, do you see? You forget all that, because you are concerned with something else and not that. Your focus has to remain there in that inner reality which you know nothing about. You don't even know what it will be like. But there is where you have to stay, and all the rest fades into background. This is the quickest way to tread the path, and if you do this and a reaction emerges, a question or a doubt or a fear emerges, look at it, put it aside, and keep on going. Keep on in tranquility and silence without discouragement. Just keep on. This is the shortest path that exists. There is no quicker path. Now, something else can also happen on this path. An energy can suddenly descend and demolish the obstacles that you are patiently trying to overcome. You have to deal with this patiently, in a very impersonal way, because it is not about you, it's a question of following the path. All of this comes for love of the path, not for love of you, it's for the sake of the path. So you are there, doing this wholeheartedly, as though it could end then and there, or as though it could go on lasting eternally. So this is the path. Now, energy could suddenly descend, and this energy could dismantle some obstacle that might be hindering consciousness from reaching that center. This energy comes in and suddenly causes a rupture. So when this happens, you find that you are at another level and you are no longer moving in the same rhythmical pattern, because much of the blockage has been cleared away. Now, this kind of work is not for everyone, because when this fire, this energy comes to demolish these things, we have to be prepared for these ruptures. So when we are told that the pathway is like this, we follow it in that direction and do not think of anything, this does not exclude the fact that everyone has to follow this rhythmic flow. It does not exclude anyone from going along with it, because if someone decides to consent to this energy, if a person proves to himself or to herself that he or she really does want this, the person will even accept the fact that this will continue. So if someone is firm and resolute and is therefore mature, and this ray, this fire, can descend on this path and can demolish all the obstacles that the person may be having to deal with differently, or that the person is having difficulty in dealing with, this can happen on the path. Now, in general, for the majority, the most adequate is not the short path in which one forgets the self and enters one's center of consciousness, because not everyone can do this. The path is not suitable for many people, and much less the other path when the energy descends and demolishes things. Not everyone can bear this. For the majority, the best is what we call the middle path, which is not the short path, nor the path of the fire, of the energy, nor is it the long path, because the long path is the life of the personality. Our bodies already have the tendency to follow the long path. So we have to forget that the long path exists in order for it not to keep turning up unexpectedly. So here we do not really talk about the long path. Now this middle path, which is for the majority, is a kind of composite of the short path, of the path of the fire, and it sometimes includes elements from the long path, which we still have to deal with. So this middle path is the path for the majority.
Se vai buscando as formas de menor resistência.
And in this middle path, we look for the means of least resistance in order to get where we want to go. This differs from the path of fire and from the short path, because in the short path, or the path of fire, you do not even consider your resistances. You want to get there, and the resistances have to take care of themselves. Now, on the middle path, you have to find the way to diminish resistances. Some people take up this work and do it patiently because they know their own reactions and they don't want to take such risks. So they will arrive where they are meant to, but they are going to find the best way to do this. They're going to find the most placid way, the most practical way, and this done within a certain balance, because these people are very concerned with maintaining equilibrium. These people do not want to cause disruptions. They are not interested in miracles. They are not interested in grace. These people just want to reach there without being bothered, without any disequilibrium. Well, disequilibrium is certainly not a goal.
Pode também acontecer.
But it can also happen.
E precisa descobrir homeopatias especiais.
So these people have to find special homeopathic treatment. They need to find special things to regain their balance.
Mas no caminho do meio,
but on the middle path,
nada disso acontece,
if they choose the middle path,
ele segue,
nothing of this happens,
para sua meta evolutiva,
and they keep on moving toward their evolutionary goal, and this is the path
dentro
of the majority.
Dentro do caminho breve, ou dentro do caminho do fogo,
on the short path, or on the path of the fire,
preparar,
we can prepare ourselves
aquilo que chama os momentos de sacrifício,
for what are called moments of sacrifice.
Aqueles momentos em que nós estamos tão consagrados à meta.
These are moments when we are so totally consecrated to the goal which we need to attain. We are so focused, so concentrated on what we need to attain,
a esta realização.
That we dedicate ourselves totally
isto,
to fulfilling this.
Para haver este sacrifício,
for this to happen,
para que a gente
for this sacrifice to exist, for us to apply this sacrifice,
já bastante libertos,
we have to be quite free from all attractions
sobre nós.
That matter has on us. Because this attraction is incompatible with sacrifice. If you still feel an attraction for matter, for anything in matter, then it is impossible for you to think of sacrifice. It is impossible for you to think of sacrificing yourself, which means to consecrate yourself fully to that law, to that step which has to be taken.
Na vida e na trajetória
and which
de certos
is very
indivíduos.
Important in the life and the pathway of certain individuals.
Decisão de se doar inteiramente,
because this
mesmo
sacrifice,
contra
this decision to give fully of oneself,
coisas naturais,
even against all one's natural inclinations,
mas na realidade
because
nós
some people say
aquilo,
they are sacrificing themselves,
delas.
but they are really doing that which is in their nature to do. For others, it may be a great sacrifice, but for them it is no sacrifice at all, because it is part of their nature to do it. For example, those people who want to live in reclusion, isolated from everybody, but for them it is no sacrifice. This is part of their nature. Their tendency is to isolate themselves for many reasons. This is not sacrifice. You may be doing something that is in your nature, so you finally have found something to do on your own that is natural, without your conscience weighing on you. So this is not sacrifice. Sacrifice is something you do that is against your nature. So if you have a great need to be still, to be isolated, and if you have a great tendency for this, and you feel that this is what you should be doing right now, this is no sacrifice, just because what you do is different to what others do. Sacrifice is for you to do the opposite. You say to yourself, well, I am naturally inclined towards this. This is my need. I'm going to do exactly the opposite because I want to discover this other ritual of doing the opposite. Why can't I do the opposite of what my nature calls for? Why can't I be the opposite of what I am? This is sacrifice. You are not making any sacrifice just because what you like doing happens to be different from what others are doing. So you take what you need, what you like, what you recognize as better, and give it all up and say, I'm going to do the opposite. Do you see? You consecrate yourself, you dedicate yourself to a different way of being, to a different way of doing things, which also has to be done well, which also has to be done in the same excellent way that you do that which is naturally and spiritually good for you. Do you see what sacrifice means there? People follow their path, a path that is well carried out, a path full of tests, a path which has all the qualities that they bring to it, and they think they are making a sacrifice. To follow the path is merely our duty, and the better we build our path, the more we measure up to the reason why we were created. Sacrifice is different. When ela está no caminho, fazendo o caminho corretamente, when one is on the path and one is following the path correctly, one has to have the capacity to sacrifice. This can only be recognized when one is actually on the path. Capacity to sacrifice means for you to do the opposite, the contrary to what you are doing naturally and doing very well on the path. So sacrifice is a little more than just to be on the path. Sacrifice is a little more than you're becoming spiritually fulfilled. It is a little more than for you to accomplish well your path of evolution. Well, one must follow this way of sacrifice, and at a certain point be living the sacrifice, which means for you to be living something which has nothing to do with your nature. Now, to live a sacrifice is not something you choose. You can make a decision to choose sacrifice. You can opt for sacrifice and gradually prepare yourself to be more integrating, more complete. Because how can you become a perfect and complete person if you only do that which is in your nature, that which is your spiritual path? The spiritual path is for you to keep on ascending, for you to go on perfecting yourself. But for you to be a total human being, you have to follow the way of sacrifice. You have to forego what is the best for you on your spiritual path. You have to go beyond that. And you have to train yourself on the path of sacrifice, because your perfection has to come to completion. So if you like to be quiet, to be in silence, to be in harmony and so forth, on the path of sacrifice, you are immersed in the very opposite, and you live the opposite and do the very opposite of the spiritual path.
Você vai se adestrando a este caminho do sacrifício.
And you train yourself for this way of sacrifice.
Quando esse caminho do sacrifício já está conhecido por você,
and when you get to know this way of sacrifice,
dentro das coisas
when
que
you feel
você,
at ease within
inteira,
that which
todo,
for you was not
natural
to your whole nature, which was not
quando
natural for your whole
ali,
self, for your entire being, when you
aí
feel at ease
ponto,
here, you have reached
entra,
the point.
Então,
and you are
tipo
at the point
caminho,
for you to enter another type of path, another phase of this path of evolution, which we call the path
coisa.
Of initiation. This
então,
is something different.
Naturalmente, tudo que é forma oposta,
so when you naturally live all that
ritual,
which is opposite,
tudo,
and you are in the sacred ritual of living everything,
então,
of being there in a natural way, then you are ready
etapa,
to begin another phase, which is this
não
path
é
of initiation.
De você fazer uma
this
elevação,
path does not aim at your elevation,
você fazer um
nor at your perfecting yourself.
É um caminho no qual você deixa, abandona
but it
o
is a path where you leave behind, you abandon the human path to enter a suprahuman path, the path of beings with cosmic consciousness. You enter a path that
para
seeks the cosmic state of consciousness.
Bem
to do this, you have
porque
to
senão,
already have developed the path of sacrifice. Otherwise, you will not be able to leave the human stage in order to enter a cosmic stage. At this point, you have to be able to experience
visido.
Sacrifice fully within yourself.
Este caminho iniciático, isto não está no controle da personalidade.
This path of initiation is not controlled by the personality.
Quando
the mind cannot follow this path.
Caminho de você se elevar desta condição humana para entrar para uma
when the stages of this path
um
begin,
superior,
the path in which you ascend from the human condition
caminho,
into the condition of a higher
a
being, when you begin this path,
entende disto.
Your mind does not understand it.
Isto.
Your mind cannot keep up with it, and your mind cannot foresee what will happen on the path of initiation.
Bastante absorvida numa consciência superior,
so one's mind must be well absorbed in higher
alma,
consciousness, in higher thought that comes from the soul. One's mind must already be firmly directed toward this. One's mind must be already quite willing
então,
to seek this goal that comes from the soul
humana,
and from the path of initiation, which
superior,
elevates one from this human condition to the
alma.
Condition of a higher kingdom,
fora,
a path which is lived within
encarnada.
The soul.
Fora,
and if the soul is incarnated, signs of this path can be perceived, reflected here. One can see signs that this path is developing.
Percebe nitidamente mudanças bastante substanciais.
And those who go through these stages
nela,
really see quite substantial
exemplo,
changes take place in themselves.
De repente sentir uma ideia formada nela sem
for
ela
example,
ter elaborado.
If they suddenly grasp an idea
pensado,
inwardly without having developed
é um tipo de iniciação.
It, without even
então
having thought it through, this is a type of initiation.
Sobre uma coisa.
So let's say you
neste
need to have
caminho,
an idea about
você não
something.
Pensa, você não elabora,
on this path,
não é a sua
you don't
mente
think.
Que faz.
You don't work
aquela
it out, and your mind does not develop it.
Na sua mente, se você está encarnado, no teu corpo mental,
that
e você
idea
sabe
is
que
suddenly
ideia é
within
tua,
your mind,
mas não foi
if you are incarnate.
Elaborou.
It is in your mental
é,
body, but you know that
é
the idea is yours, although
caminho.
You did not develop it.
Um
this is one sign that one is already entering
caminho,
this path,
é
and another sign that we are entering this path is that everything we used to consider
assim,
to be very complicated, everything that was very complex is
as
no longer so, and everything
em
starts
você,
to happen in a very
interior,
simple way.
Mente,
so things go on happening
emoção,
in you, in your inner being, in your mind, in your emotions,
então,
because an initiate is incarnated
passando,
in all of these things.
So
these things happen, but you live them all
então,
very simply.
Uma coisa que dava muito trabalho, Uma coisa que levava muito tempo para você
so something
elaborar,
that used to bother you a lot, that used to give you a lot of work, something that used to take you a long time to fathom, a long time to understand, at this point, it comes through instantly. And your simplicity in this is what gives you the indication that you are on another path that comes about at the level of the soul, at the level of the monad, or on even higher levels. And here, you are not even aware of anything. Here, you do not have to cooperate with anything. Here, you just have to be simple, nothing more. On this conscious level, you have to be simple. Because everything takes place, everything happens, everything evolves, everything develops, everything comes about at the soul level. So this is the path of initiation. So the path is from the soul on up. And here one has to be simple. But to enter this path, this way, one has to have already embraced the path of sacrifice. And for you to think that the path has to adapt to you and you have to find the best way, the most balanced way, the most harmonious way of building your path, which is very understandable on the long path and is very understandable on the middle path. But to prepare for the higher path, to really enter the path where things take place from the soul level upward, where all that is needed is for you to be simple, here you have to have sacrifice. And for this you really need to very naturally embrace that which is the opposite of all your tendencies, your nature, even your goal. Because sacrifice is a way of your having everything turned inside out. Because it is very easy to be on the spiritual path, but to enter the path of sacrifice is much more than that. This is a stage of the spiritual path, which at a certain point is presented to you. Either life presents this path to us little by little gradually, or we decide to choose this path and surrender ourselves to it.
Estão no caminho espiritual e que a uma certa altura se sentem assim pouco esvaziados.
So those on the spiritual path who at a certain stage feel that they are somewhat empty or have gradually lost their reason for being. These people are in need of sacrifice. And they begin to experience all the opposite of what they expected, of what is natural to them, of all they have understood. So perhaps they reach the point of understanding the spiritual path, and the path of sacrifice knocks on the door and says, see, it's the opposite of all that you have understood. So you have to be really aware of this issue so that your life can really change, can shift in a meaningful way. It's not a question of those changes of race, those changes in temperament, those normal things, but this is something you really have to be aware of.
Veja, por exemplo, num país caótico, quantos seres lá dentro estarão treinando o sacrifício.
For example,
quantos?
In a chaotic country,
todos,
how many people there are practicing sacrifice? How many? Not all, certainly. Most are there being purged. They are being purified and they are paying karmic debts. But probably there are also beings dedicated to sacrifice. Over there, some beings are probably living that situation for the sake of sacrifice. Which is to say, they are there with simplicity, without expressing any kind of reaction.
evoluído que ser elevado
and in circumstances that are completely opposite to what an evolved being, an elevated being, could conceive or imagine.
Só de purificação,
so those
só
moments
de
which seem
kármico,
to be only purgation, only purification, or only karmic debt paying are more than that.
Seres que estão no caminho
those circumstances, those situations also include some people who are on the path of sacrifice, who are on this path of discovering the sacred in that which is the opposite of their entire nature. So we should not consider what is happening in the world today as things which are only purificatory and negative and transitory. No, within those situations, we find beings dedicated to sacrifice
neste caminho
who are
superior,
there entering this path
superior.
Of initiation,
muitos,
this higher life, this higher
mas
life.
Também
there are not many, the majority
então,
are there being purified,
assim, de país,
but these others are also
mundo,
there.
Olha
para
a situação
so
de um
when
povo
we hear
todo,
about
diz,
the situation
coitados,
in a country, when we hear about the situation in the world, about the situation of the people, we say, oh, poor things. But some people there are experiencing their greatest and last opportunity to immediately enter a path of evolution
humana.
That will elevate them above the human situation. But this crossing over only exists with our sacrifice, with our life of sacrifice, and without truly being able to love. This is what everybody is afraid of.